More now on the news out of Iran. It's still unclear whether protesters will take to the streets of Tehran today, but a top police official has warned that opposition leaders will be arrested if any mass rallies are held. To get a sense of who has already been arrested and how long street protests can go on if the crackdown on the leadership continues, we are now joined by Hadi Kaimi. He's the director of the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. He joins us from the Radio Foundation in New York. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
Tell us about some of those who've been arrested in the aftermath of the election. I understand one of them is a leading reformist cleric.
Yes, many of them are leading architects of the reform movement. Ali Abtahi is a cleric who was a vice president to President Khatami, and he became very well known because he was also a blogger while he was a government official, and he was detained a few days ago.
And describe what it means that Mr. Habate has been detained. What's the significance of this?
Well, given that these are very high-profile people, people who have been part of the political elite in Iran, many are former ministers, members of the parliament, it indicates there is a very serious purge of the Khatami faction going on in Iran. There is an all-out war to completely sideline them from political life and make them ineffective at this critical moment.
Is there any way to know their status, how they are, now that they've been arrested?
Yeah, few of them probably are in Evin prison, and we're very troubled by news that all communications to Evin prison have been cut off. There are no more telephone calls coming from inmates, and visitations have been suspended, and there are many allegations that they are being tortured to make confession, that they are foreign agents to come on TV and delegitimize the protests on the street.
But no one knows that for sure.
No, but we know that in all cases of political prisoners, they're always pressured to make confessions. And because it's very critical for government to make such allegations, we are worried that those torture allegations could be quite credible.
We understand that many of the leaders arrested weren't actually arrested at protests. What can you tell us?
Correct. Many of them were arrested at their homes. One of them was arrested at a hospital bed. He's actually not a leader, but a prominent political figure over the last 50 years in Iran, and he was undergoing treatment, and they yanked him off his prison bed, off of his hospital bed, and took him to prison. His situation deteriorated. The next day, they have brought him back to the hospital, but it is not clear if he's free to go home.
Mr. Kaimi, were these arrests anticipated, or were they surprise?
Well, the entire process of last week, the way it has unfolded, has taken everyone by surprise, because we're talking about many of these people having been in the revolution, post-revolutionary government of the past 30 years. They're very prominent people. So to see the state turning on its own people in such a vicious way was not anticipated by anyone.
Just yesterday, the Ayatollah Khamenei basically backed President Ahmadinejad's victory and called for an end to the protests. First, I'd like your response to the Ayatollah's statement.
Yeah, I think the Ayatollah, by doing that, actually made the issue to be himself and his position as the supreme leader. I don't think the issue is any longer about elections or its outcome, but about the absolute powers that he's implementing. And by doing so, he has completely called for a war on Khatami's faction, and that he desires them to be eliminated. We will see how the other side will respond.
We're speaking to Hadi Kaimi, the director of the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. Now that the Ayatollah Khamenei has backed President Ahmadinejad's victory, does the Ahmadinejad government, which insists it won the elections fair and square, have the right to arrest activists and protesters at this
not
point?
Not at all. Not at all. Iranian constitution is very clear that peaceful gatherings are allowed. And these demonstrations are huge. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. Obviously, a large segment of the Iranian population is unhappy with what has happened after election. And given that we have seen them in the past few days, they have been completely practicing restraint. They're even not chanting. They're calling it silent protests. I think the government legally does not have the grounds to declare them illegal under the Iranian constitution, let alone the international conventions that Iran is a party to.
So do you believe that it's a strategy of the government to continue with these high-profile arrests to effectively end the street protests?
Yes, that is their belief, that these people, if they are in such large numbers taken in, the overall population will be intimidated. It would not have any voices, any leadership, no one to talk on their behalf to foreign media, and as such, it would fizzle away and go away. I'm not sure if the people are at a stage where they are ready to give up so easily.
Hadi Gaimi is director of the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. Sir, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Good being with you.
To see a slideshow of people who have been arrested and to follow a live Twitter feed about Iran's election aftermath, come to our blog, npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to NPR News.